right now, panel, it is, of course, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, Death Row Records, that's home to Tupac Shakur, Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, and others, have just been purchased by a company that may return it to its hardcore glory. What company bought Death Row Records?
If by hardcore you mean as hard as, say, plastic toys, I think you mean Hasbro.
Yes, Hasbro, the game and toy company, bought Death Row Records. Hasbro, as you know, makes Play-Doh, Light Bright, the Easy Bake Oven, and soon the Easy-E Bake Oven. They've purchased Death Row Records, and My Little Pony wasted no time fulfilling her dream of going 187 on an undercover cop.
How does a toy company have more money than a record company? But that makes a lot of sense considering you can't stream toys illegally.
Yeah. But what's the plan?
I don't know what the plan is. Well, it's a little complicated by the large children's.
The plan is for the president of Hasbro to go to his kids and be like, am I cool now? You're like, no, you're not actually.
Basically, it's very complicated why Hasbro ended up buying Death Row Records, but I'll try to explain. Basically, it's 2019. Nothing makes sense. It was part of a big acquisition. They got Death Row Records as sort of a side benefit to what they really wanted when they bought this other company, which was Peppa the Pig, or rather Peppa Pig, sorry. No the. Peppa Pig, very successful animated cartoon character.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, British, yes.
And this is what proroguing is.
Yes.
This is my brother
so
George.
Boring.
This is my prime minister.
Yeah. But it all makes sense because Peppa Pig was one of the founding members of the gangster rap group PWA. Coming up, a bluff the listener game Alexander Hamilton would love, call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT-TO-PLAY. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.